Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Cole. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Cole. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Hebbing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Hebbing. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Mills moves to third. Clift moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is walked intentionally. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills scores. Cliff scores. There goes Bell trying to get to second. Vozmak throws the ball into Doerr, who tags Bell for the out. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole strikes out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to second. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Peacock reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 0 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Hefner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Almada moves to third. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almada scores. McQuinn scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Clift reaches second base with a double. Mills moves to third. Dick Mitkiff now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mills scores. Clift moves to third. It's 6-1, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Dick Mitkiff. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp now playing center field. Doc Kramer now pitching. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole strikes out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 2 in the game. Vozmik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Vozmik reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Kress catches it and throws to second to double up Vozmik. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 7-3, Browns. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Nonnenkamp hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Mills moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. he's got 3 RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Vosmek. Mills scores. Clift moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Almada throws the ball into Hefner, who tags Vosmek trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Fred Johnson now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almada. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Almada steals second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mills hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Mills reaches second base with a double. Almada scores. There goes McQuinn trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Doerr, who relays the ball to Peacock, who tags McQuinn, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 9-5, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0 for 2 in the game. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.